USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump heads to Iowa on Tuesday, he has some strong words for former Vice President Joe Biden.
No, I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally. And I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here. The other ones have much more energy.
Both Biden and Trump are holding campaign rallies in Iowa. The acting secretary of the Homeland Security Department is warning about an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Kevin McAleland says President Trump is tackling the problem.
The administration is doing everything within our power to secure the border and restore integrity to our immigration system, including new agreements with Mexico and Guatemala designed to reduce the flow reaching the U.S. border.
McAleland blames those gaps on weaknesses in U.S. immigration laws. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans and Dems spar at a U.S. Senate hearing on border security. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Acting Chief of the Homeland Security Department, Kevin McAleland, warning about an unprecedented crisis at the southern border at a Senate hearing where he said President Trump is doing his best to tackle the problem.
The administration is doing everything within our power to secure the border and restore integrity to our immigration system, including new agreements with Mexico and Guatemala designed to reduce the flow reaching the U.S. border.
Blaming what he calls gaps and weaknesses in U.S. immigration law, McAleland says government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched to the limit. Democrat Dick Durbin said the president's immigration policies have failed and the border is less secure than it was when Trump first took office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators in New York City are working to find out why a helicopter crashed on the roof of a building, killing the pilot on Monday afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon became the most recent state to say that the state's electoral votes will reflect the will of the nation, not just the people of Oregon. Now, they sent that bill to the governor's desk, and she's expected to sign it. Many people believe that this is just another way to get rid of the Electoral College and go to a popular vote system, to which Trent England, director of Save Our States, tells Fox News that's really not the way to go about things.
Well, that's what a lot of people want. They want to do away with our republic. They want more direct democracy. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of this whole push for a national popular vote is partisan sour grapes, right? I mean, these are blue states. They're upset with the 2016 election, and they're trying to change the rules rather than to reach out and win back part of middle America, which they, you know, which is the reason why they lost the last election. They've lost a lot of support in the heartland of our country.
Now, regarding a popular vote, one of the other things you hear is this way every vote matters, and there's no such thing as swing states, to which England replies,
well, yeah, it's really silly to claim that if you change the rules, somehow every voter is going to see the exact same number of commercials and get the exact same number of postcards. I mean, that's just not how it works, right? When candidates run, they have pollsters, they have strategists, they slice and dice up the electorate in all kinds of different ways. And, I mean, you're right, Brian, they want to change the rules to benefit right. them. It is not going to result in candidates hearing more or voters hearing more from the candidates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.